Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice, with respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Broadcasting live from the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio, the George Washington Broadcast Center, Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
Armstrong and Getty.
And now, he is Armstrong and Getty.
This is the Armstrong and Getty Show featuring our podcast, One More Thing. Get it wherever you like to get podcasts.
I saw an article in the New York Times about the Final Dead shows happening in San Francisco over the weekend. They played Friday, Saturday, Sunday night, final shows of their tour. They said there's chances they'll get back together again for a benefit or something, but they're never going to tour again, they claim. I don't think they probably actually are. They've made that claim many times over the years. They're very old.
Yeah.
Bob Weir's like Joe Biden old. And I noticed him.
Well, he was gigging as an adult during the Summer of Love in 1967.
Yeah, that's one of the things I want to bring up with this phenomenon. So, speaking of it being a phenomenon, one of the reasons I went was it's a phenomenon. I haven't been to a concert in, I think, 15 years. So it'd been a long time, so I'd been to a concert. And Dead & Company was coming to the area. It's 60 miles from my house, and I kind of thought about it a couple times, and I looked at prices. They're too high. Anyway, I finally decided, you know what, I'm going to do it. So I bought a ticket 2 hours before, 3 hours before the show started, hopped on my motorcycle, rode into San Francisco to the baseball
stadium. I'm guessing?
StubHub, yeah. And didn't even pay a ton for it, luckily. I think people started to panic. Some of the people that had put, I'll sell you one for $8,000, were starting to panic if they had some left. So it didn't get a bad price. Anyway, I was trying to figure out, while I was sitting there in the concert, I was trying to figure out what is the phenomenon of the whole Grateful Dead thing. As you mentioned, they've been doing this for 55 years, 57 years, something like that. With only a couple of exceptions, every song they play is 50 plus years old. They haven't created anything new in forever. And the crowd and the place, I don't know if it was sold out, but I didn't see any empty seats up in the stands. The crowd varied. There were lots of 20-somethings. There were lots of 30-somethings, 40-something, 50-something, 60-something, 70-somethings, every age group there. And I don't know what they created or why. I was just looking around trying to take it all in, trying to figure out what happened here. Why has nobody else ever been able to do this? I remember when we were in Charlotte, North Carolina, the Grateful Dead came through in the mid-90s, and I didn't know anything about the Grateful Dead. I've never really been into the Grateful Dead. They came through town, and I didn't go to the concert, but I was at a party that night at a house, and a number of people had been to the Dead concert. And they, this is pre-internet, so in the internet era, obviously, you can go online and check what the set list is for every concert. And they would be posted as soon as the concert was over. But this was before the internet. So these guys would run home, and some of them took scraps of paper and pens with them. Some of them were just using their knowledge. And they're sitting there at the kitchen table at this party saying, okay, so what did they play first set? Well, they opened with this, opened with that. They were writing it all down. They kept a log of all the concerts they'd seen in the set list in a way that just, I don't think happens that often with bands. Part of it is, They don't play that many songs because each song is 13 to 15 minutes long. So you play like four songs, take a break, play four more songs, and your 3 hours are up. That's one weird aspect of the whole thing. The other thing is they don't come out and say a word. and never have, according to the New York Times, they don't say, hey, Atlanta, good to be here. Here's one from the new, you know, thanks for coming, or nothing. They don't say
anything. No, they wander out and start playing.
They wander out, start playing, and when they're done, they walk off. And that's it. And from the beginning, another interesting thing is they've always encouraged people recording it and posting live recordings, and they got gazillions of live albums, and just, well, you tell me, what is different about that band that allowed them to tour for 50-some years? I was just looking it up. Still one of the top grossing concert tours out there. They didn't play that many shows, but they're making gazillions of dollars.
Yeah.
In ticket sales and t-shirt sales and everything like that. Oh, and one more thing before I let you, you answer the question, because you know more about it than I do. So they walk out, they start playing, and it's got a drum beat to it that I don't quite recognize off the top of my head. Because all the songs kind of have a similar drum beat and a similar thing, and everybody's twirling, all the girls are twirling in their thing, and then everybody's dancing, everything like that. Not a single person in that stadium that I saw sat for 1 second.
Oh, yeah.
3.5 hours. I've never been to a concert like that. I've been to plenty of concerts where people stand for the big hits, then sit back down for a slow song or whatever. Not a person was, I was expecting to get to sit for a while. None of that happened. So they do the drum beat, and they open with the Buddy Holly song that they do regularly.
Probably Not Fade Away.
Or, yeah. And so then the drums stop, and then the whole crowd in unison says, I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. And then everybody sang every word to every song for 3.5 hours, never sat down. I've never seen anything like that. Why is that? You tell me why that is.
I'm sure there are multiple books written to address that very question, and they are book length, as books often are. I would say, I mean, number one, at the beginning, they were just a whale of a band. I mean, just a terrific band that was incredible. Well, you know, there are a couple of sayings among musicians, ragged but right or loose but tight. They had a combination of being extremely good and extremely loose and improvisational and really fun music to listen to if you're stoned. Plus they have a weird, like, hippie community thing going. Like, we're all here, we're all friends, nobody's gonna get ugly, it's gonna be great, everybody's gonna enjoy themselves, nobody's gonna judge anybody else, we're gonna listen to the jams and have a great time. You know, there are actually other bands that have it. You just don't hear about it as much. Fish has an enormous following that's very Grateful Dead-like, and there are a couple others. Dave Matthews Band.
Sure,
actually.
But not on that scale for that long, without ever putting any new stuff out.
Well, no, no.
That's what's how do you grow new fans in their 20s with 55-year-old songs? I mean, it's... I don't know.
Well, part of it's that the songs hold up pretty well and it's a jam. Part of it's just there's an attraction to being part of that draws young people. The whole I'm a hippie thing is hot amongst your 20-somethings, at least in some quarters. Oregon, for instance.
Right. Oh, yeah, the people sitting next to me were from Oregon, and they were going to all three shows. Everybody around me was going to all three shows. I was the only one that was just going to the one show. And it was a mom and dad, roughly my age, with their high school kids. They brought all their kids, and their kids knew all the words to every song. I don't know. It's unlike anything I've ever been around. I got plenty of acts that I like that do that on a smaller scale. Like there's several hundred people that are that into it, but not hundreds of thousands for 6 decades. It's just, and then I wonder how much of it was, it like grew on itself, like, you know, becomes a thing and a thing is a thing. It's nothing draws a crowd like a crowd, that whole thing.
Right. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. It's such an attractive, like, vibe, an attractive corner of humankind that people who weren't there at the beginning or if, you know, they didn't grow up with the songs or whatever. Just the idea that many people could get together and have their energy be so positive and a lack of conflict and a lack of people being a-holes like people tend to be and listening to the music and dancing and stuff. It's just, it's an attractive proposition. And, you know, why, You know, why it's on a scale that nobody else has ever matched. I don't know. It's art. It's magic. It's culture. It's a vibe.
I thought at some point, surely we're going to sit down during one of these slow songs, aren't we? I mean, it's a Friday night. We've all worked all week long. We're all a little tired. Come on. A lot of you are way older than I am. Surely we're, nope. Nobody was sitting down at any point, even for a moment.
Well, I am a fan. I am not a deadhead. I have some good friends who are. Here is my horrifying, well, I'm sorry. It's my impressive but horrifying Grateful Dead claim to fame. I was at Jerry Garcia's last show before he died Chicago.
Did you play a role or?
Many years ago. And I fell sound asleep halfway through it.
Fell asleep.
Because I may have been overserved.
Fell
it was
asleep.
Also
taking on now.
Well, yeah, okay. You call it what you want. It was a very hot summer day in Chicago.
Oh my God!
If it, drinking beer and all, getting rid of it, and sitting there baking in the sun in Soldier Field, just baking. I'm surprised I've died. Has this all been? Maybe I'm dead. Maybe I died that day, and this has all been a prolonged hallucination.
It was like 55 degrees in the middle of the concert for this one. So, yeah, I didn't have that problem.
Yeah, you were better off. Trust me.
I don't know how John Mayer plays guitar with a giant winter coat on zipped up around his ears the way he did. He's flipping phenomenal, by the way. John Mayer is just freaking unreal.
Yeah, he's a monster.
I'll bet he's not happy to have it come to an end. I don't know. There's not much said about why they decided to wrap it up. New York Times went deep on that over the weekend. But I did notice that Bob Weir, he would play for a while and then he would take his hand off and shake his hand a lot. And I hadn't seen that in videos before because I've watched a lot of Dead and Company videos over the last several years because I just like got into it when John Mayer joined, which I know makes me something, something uncool among real Dead fans.
But Jerry come lately.
Yeah, something. But anyway, he wasn't doing that before. I wonder if he doesn't have something physical that's happening. He just can't play every night. Like that.
Handful of my favorite musicians have had to give it up because of arthritis or similar.
I thought, how are you standing up there for 3.5 hours and paying attention to what you're doing? I'm dying out here standing for 3.5. I don't know. Maybe they think about how much money they're making?
Maybe they enjoy playing music. Listen to you, you cynic. You couldn't be a deadhead. I'm surprised you weren't drummed out of the stadium. I'm getting bad vibes from the bald man over here, man. Get out.
It was definitely the single best vibe at that scale that I've ever been around in my life. And man, that's a heck of a thing to pull off. I doubt it'll ever be recreated. Certainly not for that length. Not possible.
Not in the modern world, no.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Get more Jack, more Joe.
Podcasts and our hot links
at armstrongandgetty.com.
I'm Rob Chadwick, former head of the FBI's Tactical Training Unit, and I'm coming to you with an urgent message. In America, a violent crime is committed every 24 seconds. Police response times have doubled, and if you dare defend yourself, our twisted legal system will probably put you behind bars while the criminal walks free. With the elections coming up, the USCCA has decided to give away a free concealed carry and family defense guide that's packed with insider tips and expert advice on safeguarding your home against potential threats. And they're giving away 6 chances to win $1,700 to invest in the self-defense or prepping equipment of your choice. Over 800,000 Americans who want to take responsibility for their family safety trust the USCCA to prepare them for the before, during, and after of a self-defense incident. So if you're serious about protecting your loved ones in today's world, text SAFE to 87222 to get your free guide and a chance to win $1,700 to buy the gear you need. Text SAFE to 87222 right now.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T?
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that ad on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The key ingredient is something called Tesnor, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference? difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text REP to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text REP to 321-321. That's REP to 321-321.
I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. Happy holidays. During this time, it's important to salute our military personnel, domestically and abroad, who work to keep our country safe. It's during the holidays, that warm, happy feeling of being together with family, that we sometimes take for granted how much we have to be thankful for. So we want to make sure that we let the families and those who serve know that we appreciate their service above self during the holidays.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
But join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Want to talk to Santa Claus himself?
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas!
That's right, folks. Santa will be live on the air December 12th from 6.05 to 7 p.m. Tune in to Heroes of the North State, hosted by Michelle Slade of My Umbrella Marketing. Tell Santa your Christmas wishes or just say hi. So mark your calendar for December 12th. Tell a friend and talk to Santa live while making magical memories. Call 530-605-4566 or 530-605-4567.
It's the Armstrong and Getty Show featuring our podcast, One More Thing. Download it, subscribe to it, wherever you like to get podcasts.
The New York Times with a hilariously long article about pants and how wide pants are in now and skinny pants are out, which it was hilarious. I read quite a bit of it just because I found it hilarious how seriously they took this topic and how in depth they went in the New York Times about it. But anyway, we then played a little clip of Lyndon Baines Johnson, president of the United States from 63 to 68, talking to his tailor on the phone about his pants. And Katie had never heard it before because Katie's new to the show, roughly. How long you been here? A year?
Yeah.
Wow, time flies.
Yikes.
So this is Lyndon Baines Johnson, who had his pants special made by a tailor back in Texas. And LBJ was a cornpone. That's actually what the Kennedy people called him, Colonel Cornpone, to his face.
Wow, that's cold.
Nice relationship. Anyway, he's from small town Texas, and he's talking to his tailor about getting a new pair of pants ordered, and it sounded something like this.
Mr. Hager?
Yes, this is Joe Hager.
Joe, is your father the one that makes clothes?
Yes, sir. We're all together.
You all made me some real lightweight slacks that he just made up on his own, sent to me 3 or 4 months ago. It's a kind of a light brown and a light green, rather soft green and soft brown.
Yes,
and they're real lightweight. I need about 6 pairs to wear around in the evening when I come in from work.
Yes,
and I need, they're about a half an inch too tight in the waist.
Do you recall the exact size? I just wondered, I want to be sure we get them right for you.
No, I don't know. You all just guessed at them, I think, son, but wouldn't you have the measurements there?
We'll find them for you.
I can send you a pair. I want them a half an inch larger in the waist than they were before, except I want 2 or 3 inches of stuff left back in there so I can take them up. I vary 10 to 15 pounds a month.
All right, sir.
So leave me at least 2.5, 3 inches in the back where I can let them out or take them up, and make these a half inch bigger in the waist. Make the pockets at least an inch longer. My money and my knife and everything fall out. Wait just a minute. Now, the pockets, when you sit down in the chair, the knife and your money comes out, so I need at least another inch in the pockets. Yeah. Now, another thing, the crotch down where you hang is always a little too tight. So when you make them up, give me an inch that I can let out there, because they cut me. They're just like riding a wire fence. These are the best that I've had anywhere in the United States. But, when I gain a little weight, they cut me under there. So, leave me, you never do have much margin there. Let's see if you can't leave me about an inch from where the zipper ends, around under my, back to my hole. So I can let it out there if I need to. Now, be sure you got the best zippers in them. These are good that I have. And if you get those to me, I would sure be grateful.
There you go. A historical moment. Actual phone call with the President of the United States.
Hey, cut me like I'm sitting on a wire fence or something.
The fact that...
Don't leave me much margin.
You gotta have margin.
The fact that he burps right before he uses the word b-hole is my favorite part.
That's one of my favorite pieces of audio ever.
Isn't it amazing? It's amazing. It shows you who he was. He was from poor Texas hill country to his bones. That's what he was.
Uh-huh.
Right.
And it's probably worth the tip of the cap that he was calling the Hager family, who became, you know, one of the great clothiers of that time of history.
About 5 inches right back to my hole. Where my hang?
That's the best part.
My crotch. You know where my... Yeah, we know what a crotch is. The reason people use the word crotch is so they don't have to say where your
hang.
Gee, money. That's some plain talk there.
Can I tell you, and if you're actually into, you know, history and this sort of stuff, the Carroll book about the relationship between LBJ and the Kennedy family is amazing because you just heard who the guy was. That's way different than the Kennedy clan.
The Kennedys of Harvard?
Yeah. Hyannisport Kennedys and their, you know, golf clubs and tennis clubs and that sort of stuff. No wonder they didn't get along with, and vice versa, with LBJ. Oh, my God. That's hilarious.
With their patrician accents and their crisp suits and the rest of it, with practically no margin where they're hanged or hanged at the time.
From their
and that seam in the middle of my, it's like riding a rail fence. I mean, it's just, oh, my God.
Sounds like something my grandfather would say.
Well, that's what he was.
I gained some weight, Matt, and it cuts me. Cuts me. Oof.
Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty. The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hi, I'm Dr. Peter Stahl, board-certified urologist and senior vice president of men's sexual health at HIMSS. In my 12 years of practice as a reproductive urologist, I've helped many guys with ED. and it has never been more convenient to treat than it is right now, thanks to Hims. It really wasn't easy before. You had to take time out of your day, come to a physical office, and see a specialist like me in person. Now, through Hims.com, you can get world-class sexual health care and a full range of treatment options for ED through a 100% online process. It starts with a free assessment from a medical provider licensed in your state who can determine if ED treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is shipped to you for free. So don't wait. Join the hundreds of thousands of guys who've gotten help for their ED through Hims.
To start your free online visit and find ED treatment at up to 95% off brand name prices, go to hims.com/joy. That's hims.com.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at kcnr1460.com.
Turtle Bay's 5th annual Reading Garden of Lights is back for another fun-filled holiday season, open on select dates from November 22nd through January 5th. Featuring over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens filled with 2 million lights, don't miss this year's new additions, including new light displays and premium ticket packages. Plus, holiday-themed food, drinks, music, glowing swings, model trains, and much more. Reading Garden of Lights is presented by Mercy Medical Center Reading. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risks to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Smoke and sap, dirt and grime, leaves and pollen, and even bugs. Just a few things that can possibly damage your vehicle's paint over time, causing it to pit, fade, and oxidize, basically ruining your paint job. Quick and Clean Car Wash can help. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Quick and Clean Car Wash also offers car wash packages. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Hi friends, RC here with this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Don Pepin Original Exclusivos Nicaraguan Puro. Corojo wrapper equals a Don Pepin Classic. Cubanesque in flavor, strength, and size, this is the stick to celebrate your latest victory. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at kcnr1460.com, has teamed up with the Flag Center and are giving you a chance to win an American flag. And there are two ways to qualify to win a beautiful, high-quality American flag by Annan. We will be giving them away every Friday morning at 8:15. Now, the first way to qualify is listen weekdays between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio. And they're going to let you know when to call in to qualify at 530-605 4566. And a second way to qualify, check out our Facebook page. Look for the American flag and type your name in the comments. Then, every Friday morning at 8:15, we will draw a winner of a beautiful American flag from the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive and your friends here at KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Hello, food fans. Chef Cal here inviting you to come gather around the table with us tonight at 5 p.m. for an exciting time of sharing timing tricks and tempting morsels of culinary insights to help you expand your home meal menus and impress your family and friends. We've got flavor, food, and culinary facts right here on Cooking Like a Pro on KCNR Radio.
It's the Armstrong and Getty Show featuring our podcast, One More Thing. We do a new one every day. Find it wherever you find your podcasts.
Now, Katie, you don't know this probably, but Jack and I have had a long-running and bitter dispute. I really like appetizers.
Okay.
If I'm out to eat or whatever, he's got, like, he's a member of ISIS. He's got this militant anti-appetizer belief. It's stupid. Just have the meal. Just have the meal. You don't need to have appetizers. And anyway, I won't go any further because, again, we're not bad-mouthing him.
Okay.
And his insane and unsupportable, some would say idiotic beliefs. But Jack is anti-appetizer. I, on the other hand, love appetizers. And, in fact, Judy and I went to a breast cancer fundraiser just last night. And I bought, at probably excessive cost, but it wasn't a purchase, it's a donation. I bought an appetizer of the month club membership.
Okay.
In which some of the gifted chefs associated with this community, slash it was a golf club, they deliver to your home like a gourmet appetizer once a month.
Oh,
on
I
a date
love
you agree
this.
With. Oh, I know.
That's awesome.
I know. So, like, I'll say, yeah, can we do it this coming Friday? And they'll say, absolutely. And they'll show up with, like, this brilliantly crafted stuffed mushrooms or something like that. It's a great excuse to have, like, friends over for a glass of wine and stuff, and we get the credit.
Oh, that is so cool.
No, I know it.
Okay.
Know it.
So what kind of things do they offer? So stuffed mushrooms, obviously. Are there other...
Yeah, I realize that this the very term has a negative connotation, but I don't know why. They did like a super delicious cheese ball, one of those big cheese balls you dig in with the knife and put it on crackers, but it was like home-crafted cheese ball.
Those are good.
I love good cheese balls. So yeah. That sounds awesome to me.
Yeah, and a friend of ours actually bought this last year, and I can't remember what else. There was like a shrimp thing and... various canapes, whatever that is. Just super yummy, like gourmet appetizers.
Yeah, see, this sounds like money well spent to me. Yeah.
Well, I mean, and particularly, it was several hundred dollars. Again, it's a donation, not a purchase. But when you look at what you spend to, like, go out for a nice dinner now, especially if you have a bottle of wine or something like that, holy crap. So, anyway, I'm happy to contribute. Judy actually, she quilted a thing, a golf cart seat cover that fits, like custom fits around the little, what do you call it? The hip rest things to keep you from sliding off the end of it.
Oh yeah.
So anyway, so we made a nice donation too. It was a nice, nice fundraiser. Anyway, came across this article, playground bullies do prosper and go on to earn more in middle age. This is a 5-decade study. That's thorough.
Yeah.
It was Brits. Children who displayed aggressive behavior at school, such as bullying or temper outbursts, are likely to earn more money in middle age, according to a 5-decade study that upends the maxim that bullies do not prosper. Any reaction to that, Katie? Off the top of your head.
I can kind of see where they're going with this because the people that are more outspoken maybe going further in business rather than the meek that get picked on. I can see that.
Yeah, this is one of the reasons I'm so militant about in schools not making little boys act like little girls. nor should you make little girls act like little boys. Let them be themselves. But the idea that you're to sit still and be quiet and just like the girls are doing. Because as a youth coach, mostly in soccer, I coach baseball and softball a little bit too, but observing the difference between boys and girls. And then I coached 8-year-old boys, 10-year-old boys, 12-year-old boys, that sort of range. And then 14-year-old girls was the oldest I ever coached. But I would watch 10-year-old boys, and there are like 15 guys on the team, right? So it's a nice, like, selection of different sorts of human beings. Mm-hmm. And you could see, okay, that kid is going to be a dynamic leader. But at age 10, he's obnoxious. Because okay. He has the tool, but he doesn't know how to wield it properly.
That's a great point. Yeah.
I wish I'd thought about this more, but I could give you more examples of just they're all diamonds in the rough. I mean, some of them are probably going to end up in jail or beating their spouse or something like that. I mean, not everybody's a diamond, but they're too much of everything. But that's how you end up, I think, with a good man. It's very rare that a meek, well, no, I don't want to overstate this because some people are just introverts. But we need to get back to boys will be boys. And that saying has been perverted to mean allegedly so they can do anything they want.
Mm-hmm.
But no, that's not what that saying means at all. It means you have to put up with the excesses of boyhood to end up with good men. Now, I like abhor bullying, but go ahead.
No, I like what you said, too, about they have the tool, they just don't know how to use it yet. Because you might see a leader in this 10-year-old, but that not yet. Because right now they don't know.
Yeah, they're loud and obnoxious.
Yeah.
Or they bully, for instance. Now, some bullies remain bullies, and they're a-holes, and I hate them, and I hope they go to prison. But some people, you know, this, if I haven't told this story in ages, I remember the first time I told this story. Now, Gladys, do you play the harp when I'm looking back at telling a story about looking back?
Yeah, she's here for
you. Or
do
you play the harp twice, or how does that work? Doesn't matter.
Just go ahead and start talking.
So I was having this argument with a frenemy.
Okay.
I was like the pitcher on the baseball team, the high school baseball team, and he was the catcher, and he was a really good catcher, really good ball player. But he and I had this like two alpha dogs thing going on, and so there was respect and all, but we clashed. We clashed a fair amount, and we got into it one time verbally, and he said to me, and I wish I'd written the quote down. He said something like, I'm not even going to get into it with you because you'll cut me to bits.
Okay.
And I thought, he sees my verbal ability as a tool of meanness and cruelty. And I thought, I don't want to be that guy ever again. I don't want to. I mean, unless somebody's got it coming. I decided, okay, I have the ability to hurt people with words. I am never going to do that to an innocent victim. And maybe I've lapsed at times of loss of temper or what have you in the intervening years. But I never thought of myself as a bully because I would never hurt anybody physically.
Right.
But I realized at that moment he views me as some sort of verbal bully. And I thought, I'm not going to be that. And so, and I hate that this is painful for me to admit, that I might have kind of been that quote-unquote bully who then grew up to not be a bully as an adult.
That's interesting, because when you said when you quoted what he said, I heard it as like you have more of a verbal ability than him. Not that you're cruel with your words, but that you could verbally take him if you guys were to get into an argument.
Right, right. I guess the subtlety of it is I always saw it as like winning an argument as opposed to leaving a victim.
Okay.
It's like the typical adolescent, it was self-centered. I looked at it from my point of view. I win. And I spanked him and sent him running.
Yeah.
But I hadn't developed the compassion to really see it from the other person's perspective. And like I say, if it's somebody trying to, for instance, you know, like push experimental sex change procedures on children, I'll rip them apart if I can. I will turn every skill I have full blast for the kids' sake.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, nobody who doesn't have it coming. I just won't do that.
Yeah, and recognizing that about yourself, too, is a big thing. Because I have a very similar, I like to call it a sharp tongue, especially when I'm upset.
Oh, I can't picture that at all. What?
Yeah, no, I don't have that one bit. But I that's something that I've been working on my whole life, is realizing, yo, Kate, cool it. Because I know that once it takes off, bad news bears.
Right. Yeah. You don't punch everybody who deserves it.
Yeah.
And you don't, you know, strip them naked with your verbiage if they don't deserve it either, even though you can.
And when they do, though, oh, is it fun.
So now the temper outburst thing is interesting. They found an increase in teachers' observations of conduct problems, such as temper outbursts or bullying or teasing other children, was associated with an increase in earnings of nearly 4% of any given rise in conduct problems for boys or girls. That compares to a 6% rise for higher cognition skills. And so as a measure of who's going to do well, at least financially, and oh boy, now that I think about it, that's an interesting way to measure this. Anyway, but being like hot-tempered is almost as good an indicator of being successful in life as being smart.
Yeah. Based off how they put it, yeah.
Yeah, wow, it's 4% to 6%. Well, I guess you could say 50% more likely, but you see my point. Further analysis showed that by age 16, those with conduct problems were more sociable as teenagers and were more likely to smoke and be arrested at some point in their lives.
Oh, well, there's that.
Wow, so is it just being more dynamic in general? I do not know.
Yeah.
They point out many successful people have had various problems in school, like Winston Churchill, various folks expelled, suspended, who ended up being famous or successful or what have you.
Well, like in today's news, I mean, look at Trump. He's considered a bully. He's probably been like that his whole life.
Yeah, I think he's still a bully.
Yeah.
It's one of the things I don't particularly like about him, but...
I was thinking about Steve Jobs. Genius, mm-hmm. But I've heard he was a complete bully.
Oh,
I've heard
right?
that, too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's right. I was picturing his youth. But, yeah, running Apple, he mm-hmm. was. He absolutely was. Yeah. You know, maybe this boils down to, and this is an old, old message, don't make kids sit still and be quiet and all act the same, because they're not the same. There's a cynical view of education, that modern education exists purely to turn people into rule-following drones. And, you know, I certainly hope that's... I know a lot of gifted teachers, and that's not what they're trying to do, but just to whatever extent that's what's happening, resist that. Ugh.
Yeah. A big yuck.
Yeah, we need more kids who end up smoking and getting arrested. Because the other ones will be Winston Churchill. I think that's our takeaway here. What? Something like that?
Mm-hmm. Nailed it.
Armstrong and Getty.
These statements have not been reviewed by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hello, everyone. For all of you who suffer from calcium oxalate stones, here is some free advice. Tip 1, drink plenty of water. It takes a lot of water to dilute and pass the substances that lead to stones. Tip 2, modify your diet. You'll need to limit sodium, cut your meat.
Tired of difficult lifestyle changes that often don't work? If you suffer from calcium oxalate stones, now there's help. KidneyCop, calcium oxalate protector. Add KidneyCop to your routine as a way to potentially reduce or even stop the formation of calcium oxalate stones. KidneyCop is a dietary supplement developed by doctors and pharmacists. It's been proven in laboratory tests to reduce the rate of calcium oxalate crystal growth by 99%. That's right, 99%. Just take KidneyCop. Satisfaction guaranteed and your money back. You can purchase affordable KidneyCop today by visiting Amazon.com, Walmart.com, or KidneyCop.com. Yes, you can start enjoying life again. Purchase KidneyCop at Amazon.com, Walmart.com, or KidneyCop.com today.
At University of Maryland Global Campus, we give our students credit where credit is due. Credit for deciding, in the middle of rush hour traffic, to go back and get their bachelor's and a promotion. Credit for managing 3 kids, 2 dogs, and a full-time job to pursue an MBA. And credit for serving in the military by day so they can study cybersecurity at night. For over 75 years, we've been helping students receive the credit they deserve. With more than 135 degrees and certificates, students at UMGC can use prior learning or relevant experience to earn up to 90 credits toward a bachelor's, and graduate students can transfer up to 12 credits toward their master's. At UMGC, you'll find everything, online to hybrid courses, lifetime career services to scholarship opportunities, making your education journey flexible, fast, and affordable. Classes start soon. Learn more at umgc.edu. That's umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Reading Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Festa Gam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas, but our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
Join Token's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
Have you been trying to make sense of local government, but 10 minutes in you already feel your blood pressure rise? Well, put down the headache medicine and get ready for a new perspective. Introducing Shasta Unmasked, taking on local issues and politics that affect you every day. Your government, public health, schools, and quality of life, unmasked and uncomplicated. With a great panel of hosts, local guests, and your calls, we can unmask the lies and shine a real light into our county. Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Pacific, right here on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM. Shasta Unmasked, making everything local on the level.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Reading Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Reading Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Reading Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Armstrong and Getty Show featuring our podcast, One More Thing. Download it, subscribe to it, wherever you like to get podcasts.
Your sweatshirt either says IPA or EPA. I assume it says IPA like the beer and not EPA like the... You're not wearing a sweatshirt that...
You wouldn't catch me dead in an EPA sweatshirt.
Environmental Protection Agency swag.
I was going to say, how many agency government agencies have swag? I know the CIA and FBI do.
Do they, like, for public purchase?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, absolutely.
Cool.
Yeah.
I might have to get some of that.
Well, I wear my FBI swag all the time and arrest people.
Oh, I'm going to get the CIA stuff. I need you to open your trunk.
I bring them to justice.
Open the trunk, please.
You turn on the fake lights on your car, too, so you can really...
Oh, yeah. Who are you? Well, I'll ask the questions. You open the trunk.
Can I see your badge? Can I see your hands behind your back? And then I cuff them.
I hope this works. What I'm about to do here. I came across this last night and I laughed out loud several times. So it's a guy with a kind of funny laugh, and this is pretty long. He's speaking a different language. I don't even know what language it is, but I don't speak it. But it was still funny, and I could pick up on the universal cadence of telling a story, and then he starts laughing about the story and then filling in more details and continues to laugh, and the other guy's laughing, and it just, and then like, you know, and you won't believe this, and then they, I guess that's what he's saying. I don't know. I don't speak the language, but if this is funny to you the way it was to me, I think it says something about humor or, because I've often thought people that are really, really funny, they don't even need words. Their timing is so good. The joke doesn't even have to, be a joke. The timing is so perfect. It's funny just with the timing.
Yeah, I suppose.
Anyway, we'll see if this is funny or not. You're not supposed to understand what this person is saying. He's telling a story. Crank up good and loud, Michael. So we can hear.
Visita, ¿qué? Ve por la paellera. Venga, a las 2 de la tarde ya están aquí. Miren, bañador. La chancla. Todo peinado porque no me dio tiempo de nada ponerme la chancla y el bañador. Voy a la playa, había subido la marea. ¡Eso! ¡Eso! ¡Había subido la marea y construí una paella! ¡Eso! Y la encontré porque te estaba la paella en agarrar. Entremetí entre las piedras de Chipiona, de Faro. Y cuando entro en el restaurante me ve el cocinero con una paellera y adentro la vende paella. ¡Anda, vale! ¡Anda, vale! ¡Mira dónde llega el agua! ¡Llegaba el agua hasta el restaurante! ¡Había subido la marea!
Dude is amused.
I think, first of all, I would like to have somebody translate that story to me, because I just feel like at some point it was like, and then, no, you won't believe this, then she walks in with a canary on her head. No, wait, I'm not done yet.
And her husband turns around and he says,
but then yeah, the dog comes into the room, and hold on, I'm not done.
I just hope the translation of that story isn't, they were complaining about how loud my party was, so I went to their home and murdered them all.
Or it's incredibly, it's incredibly graphic sexually or something. I mean, just like
or
the
racist
worst.
Or something.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
For the record, we got no idea what Bro was saying in that crazy story.
Maybe you should have run this by somebody who speaks whatever language that is. Before
I like
we
how we're mapping this out now.
Yeah, exactly. Because this could be the most racist, sexist, overtly horrifying joke you've ever heard in your life.
And then the Nazis.
Right.
Oh, don't even say it.
Oh, my God.
Boy, dude's laugh was just insane.
Wait. You thought that was it? No, that's not the end of it.
It sounds like
it must have been a heck of a joke.
I think his laugh might have been what was making you laugh, because just his laugh itself was funny.
Well, yeah, I would clearly the infectious laugh had something to do with it.
I would like to have the slightest idea what the story was about, because it's got many tags, and just when you think it's over, it's not.
Oh yeah, exactly. Yeah. Then her husband says, "No, seriously, this is what he said." Right. I wonder, can we run that through Google Translate
and
figure out what sort of horror we've unleashed?
He opened the closet, and his mom is standing there! And she says... It just keeps going and going.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Get more Jack, more Joe.
Podcasts and our hot links
at armstrongandgetty.com. Nothing can prepare you for the epic return of Yellowstone. Sundays at 8, only on Paramount Network. And Philo's here to take you on the ultimate journey back to the Dutton Ranch. That's right, because Philo's the most affordable way to watch new episodes of Yellowstone live. If that's not enough, Philo's also got a whole world of entertainment under one roof, bringing you the best way to watch over 70 top-rated channels, including Paramount Network, AMC, Discovery, History Channel, and more. All for just $28 a month. With Philo, you can watch TV and on-demand TV anytime, anywhere, on up to 3 devices at once. So if your family's anything like the Duttons, you've got one less thing to fight about. You can also save the shows you love, like Yellowstone, and watch them for up to a year. So what are you waiting for? Start your free trial today by going to philo.tv. That's philo.tv to start saving more on the TV you just can't afford to miss. And don't miss the epic return of Yellowstone Sundays at 8, only on Paramount.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.